The latest on the role of Facebook data in the Trump campaign as that company's stock price continues to wilt. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Facebook stock is plunging amid this emerging privacy and political scandal. How did a UK-based data firm use Facebook data to try to manipulate voters on behalf of the Trump campaign? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me live from Washington. Nancy, down 6% yesterday, another 1% down pre-market now. That's a lot of Facebook market value down the drain. It's only Tuesday morning. Why so steep?
Well, David, investors are reacting to the Cambridge Analytica scandal. Of course, it got data on hundreds of thousands of Facebook users, millions of their friends from a researcher. He had collected it through a personality quiz on Facebook. The researcher violated Facebook's terms of use by passing that data on to Cambridge Analytica. Now investors are worried that Facebook will lose users because of this.
Now, it may not help that we haven't heard much from Facebook executives on this.
Right. Facebook suspended Cambridge Analytica Friday, issuing a statement about that. But we haven't heard directly from Facebook CEO and founder Mark Zuckerberg. Some members of Congress now want to haul him up to Capitol Hill for a grilling.
All right. We'll see if Facebook is a victim here or if there's something with its business model.
Yeah, well, user data is Facebook's business model. It's worked really well over the years. The deal was users gave Facebook all kinds of personal information and got to use Facebook for free. Facebook then mined that data to sell very targeted ads.
All right. Marketplace Nancy Marshall-Genzer, British television news broadcast video of Cambridge Analytica's CEO claiming his company was able to entrap foreign politicians. The allegation involving women to foster compromising situations comes as British authorities ramp up to search the consulting company's offices. Here's Jonathan Frewin at our partner broadcaster, the BBC.
Its executives have also been filmed by Channel 4 News, suggesting it could use honey traps and potentially bribery to discredit politicians. The UK's Information Commissioner told the BBC her office has been investigating political campaigning and political data for many months and is looking at whether personal data was acquired in an unauthorised way, whether there was sufficient consent to share the data, what was done to safeguard it, and whether Facebook acted robustly when they found out about the loss of the data. The companies deny any wrongdoing.
The BBC's Jonathan Frewin. Let's do the numbers. After the Dow fell 1.4%, 335 points yesterday, and the NASDAQ fell 1.8%. NASDAQ futures are down about 0.2% this morning. In pre-market trading, Facebook is down another 1%. With the Fed due to raise interest rates tomorrow, a benchmark 10-year interest rate is up at 2.87%. Generic drugs run cheaper than branded ones, and so pharmaceutical companies offer coupons via advertisements or doctors that offer deals to patients to use the branded stuff. Today in this series, the pushback. California recently outlawed the coupons, and some other states are looking into that. And listen to what the insurance companies are doing when they get stuck with the higher costs of the branded medicine. Here's Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein from our health desk at WHYY.
In an online presentation for brokers and employers shopping for insurance, United Healthcare described its new anti-coupon program.
One of the best parts of my job is getting to roll out new and innovative product offerings. And I'm very excited because that's what I get to do today.
The video goes on. When a person typically uses a coupon card, the card's value covers nearly all the person's share of the drug and their deductible. But under United's new anti-coupon plan, employers can now purchase a policy where their worker can still use the coupon, but the worker pays their own deductible, potentially adding thousands in out-of-pocket costs. Chief Medical Officer Sam Ho says the goal is not to harm patients.
We're trying to figure out how we can take the meaningful steps that would actually inhibit the use or the proliferation of coupons.
I think these programs are going to be extremely controversial.
That's Adam Fine, a pharmaceutical industry analyst. United Healthcare and the pharmacy benefit manager Express Scripts are pioneering this new strategy. Their programs are modest so far, with only a few thousand people enrolled. That may change if more employers, perhaps at the urging of their insurers, blame coupons for the recent spike in spending on expensive specialty drugs to treat conditions like cancer, rheumatoid arthritis, and MS. Again, Adam Fine.
But these programs are really a way to shift costs from the employer and insurance company onto the manufacturer and the patient.
That's why these new anti-coupon programs have gotten drug makers' attention. By shifting more costs to consumers, Express Scripts and United Health are daring drug companies to pony up more cash to cover that difference or risk losing customers. Really, the anti-coupon programs are just the latest shot fired in the price war between big pharma and big insurance, with patients like Juliana keeping son stuck in the middle.
I am Eli. I am 5.
Eli has cystic fibrosis. He's on 7 prescriptions. One is for Pertsy. That helps him absorb his food. Juliana Keeping says she'd have to pay her son's $4,000 deductible if her insurance plan changed how coupons are used.
We must come to a solution that's going to financially cripple families like mine and many others is the wrong solution.
As the fight over coupons ratchets up, the risk for insurers, employers, and their workers is that it makes it harder for chronically ill people to take care of themselves. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
And the movie studio co-founded by disgraced Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein has filed for bankruptcy. Chapter 11, the reorganization one, not the liquidation one. It's a prelude to a purchase by Lantern Capital, a buyout firm based in Dallas. In an unexpected development, Lantern is canceling the confidentiality agreements for Weinstein employees, which will give victims of predatory behavior more leeway to speak out. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.